Here is SBS Radio Hmong program, and welcome Dr. Julie Sladen, which she is a medical practitioner as well as a psychiatry and emergency medicine. Yeah, so she has a very extensive background related to health. And this week is also a National Nutrition Week. Can you take us through the research about the changes about advice and guidelines in regard to dietary? That still confuses many Australian. Thank you.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of new evidence and research coming out, and it's no wonder that people are feeling confused about, you know, what diet do we follow, you know, what advice do we follow. And I think, you know, the first thing that we're at the Nutritional Therapy Association of Australia is trying to help people understand that getting back to nutrition basics is one of the most important things. So, and what we mean by this is that, you know, there's more and more evidence coming out that processed foods are not good for our bodies. That's one of the contributors of disease, and we need to move back to unprocessed foods. So, you know, really eating whole foods and foods that are locally and seasonally grown are really important to give our body the nourishment it needs. The other thing is that, you know, there have been studies that have come out overwhelmingly to say that, you know, saturated fat isn't the cause for cardiovascular disease that was once thought of, and LDL cholesterol isn't the cause either. But what actually has been causing these rising rates of chronic disease have been the contribution of high sugar diets and refined foods and inflammatory foods and other lifestyle factors. So that's why we're making this call for people to come back to whole foods and eating foods that, you know, our grandparents and our ancestors recognised as food. It's that important.
In your media release, you also mentioned about lifestyle, especially the environments that might impact our dietary intake, our genes and the lifestyle, as you already mentioned. Can these factors really determine how should we eat our dietary or take our dietary?
Absolutely, they really can. Each of us is a unique individual, and then when you take that in the context of, you know, our lifestyle factors and our genetics and the environmental factors that we live in and our activity levels, This comes under the umbrella term of what we call bio-individuality. And because of this, there is no one diet fits all for everyone. So everybody actually has to take account of what their body responds to as far as food goes, and listen to what the health issues that they have are saying to them. For example, you know, they may have diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and this would indicate that, you know, they need to be sticking to a lower carbohydrate diet. And it's just really important that people take their own unique bio-individuality into account.
Recently, I have talked to Dr. Leah Rochberger from MyDNA. He also mentioned about recommending people to test or decoding their DNA in order to find a unique way to determine which specific type of dietary should they take. Do you also consider that one as well? Because you mentioned about genes here.
Yeah, look, the genetic tests that are coming out now are certainly a really interesting development, and I think they can, in some cases, be helpful for people. But there's a lot that we can find out, you know, just by actually listening to your body and, you know, how it responds to certain foods. So, for example, you know, do you find that you have an energy slump in the afternoon? And if so, that may mean that you've had too many carbohydrates at lunchtime and you might need to be eating more proteins and fats. The other thing about genetic testing is that, you know, our genes respond to the environmental factors that they're subjected to, so they can get switched on and off. depending on, you know, what our activity levels, our environmental toxins and various other things, even stress can switch our genes on and off. And so that's why, you know, DNA testing may form part of, you know, somebody investigating what might work for them, but it's by no means the whole picture.
So in this advance of technologies and loads of research information from the websites of Eat for Health from Australian governments has suggested so many things that we have to be stay active, eat different kind of foods, less junk foods, support for breastfeeding, or prepare and store how to store or cook our foods. All these sort of information is overloaded. How can Australian community find the right advice, guidelines to stay healthy?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Look, the Australian Dietary Guidelines, our current Australian Dietary Guidelines were put out in 2013, so that was 5 years ago, and we've had so much research come out since then. And also, I think it's really important to realise that there are just some things that don't change, and that what comes under that heading is that, you know, processed foods are never good for us. We really need to stick to those whole, unprocessed foods. And that's been true, you know, across the generations. The other thing is that dietary guidelines, you know, are likely to be updated soon. And I think this is where people educating themselves about, you know, what the current information is out there is really important. And go and chat to your health practitioner about, you know, what the new research is and also, you know, what diets might suit their body best.
How do you recommend Austrian community that they hate vegetables so much, especially kids, whoever don't like vegetable, how should they try vegetable?
That's a really good question, because out of my two children, I had one of them that really did not like vegetables, and I had to get very creative about where I hid the vegetables. I often find that, you know, I think it's more about experimenting, you know, how we do it, and it can be a lot to do with the texture of the food. So somebody may not like to eat vegetables that are steamed or raw, even they don't like that texture, but if you put them into a stew or something that's been slow cooked or a soup even, that they'll find that they quite enjoy it. And I think that's the key, to experiment with the food, to try and get those nutrients in and hide it if you need to, especially when it comes to your children.
Do you have any advice before we go?
Yes. If people would like to learn a little bit more about, you know, the things that I'm talking about, you know, a whole food, nutritionally dense diet, and also how to start thinking about, you know, what foods might nourish their body best, they can go to www.ntaaustralia.com.au, and we have resources there and recommended reading. There's a free online 7-day course called Nutrition 101, or you can find a local nutritional therapy practitioner in your area. And we also have a really active Facebook page, NTA Australia. So it's a really good place for people to get started on their own education and journey towards better health.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Julie Sladen. Thank you very much for your time and your insights.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.